here we are again with another broadcast. We're talking about music. Stay tuned for the program. Well, in our last broadcast, we talked about the question, is CCM music evil? Now, I want to expand on that a little bit more in this program today with the question, where is the line between good and evil? Is there a line between good and evil? How do we know when we've come from good and we've crossed over into evil? Well, we'll look at some verses. It says in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse number 14, God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse number 9, Solomon asked God, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. In Jeremiah's day, God said in Jeremiah 4:22, for my people is foolish, they have not known me, they are sottish children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, concerning those of us who are Christians, it says we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. And so obviously God is very plain in his word here about one being good, one being bad. Something's right, something's wrong, something's good, something's evil. Well, in order to understand, we need to ask ourselves and see if we can figure out what is good and what is evil. We're not going to get very far if we don't have a definition on this. What is good? Well, the first mention, you know, the rule of Bible study, it says go to the first mention and trace it through and it'll help you a lot, and I find that usually does. Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 4, it's the first time you find the word good, and it says God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. So there you have it, black and white. He saw the light was good. The light was good. And so there's a separation lesson here. Well, in Proverbs chapter 2, verse number 9, the Bible says, then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. Every good path. Now, notice the word then there in verse number 9. Then shalt thou understand. And if you study it down through the previous verses, you will find that there are seven prerequisites. It says, if you do these things, then thou shalt understand. Understand what? Every good path. So we're going to be able to tell what's good and what's not good. So what is good? Well, the dictionary says, good is having the qualities required for a particular role, to appropriate a particular purpose. Well, what is our purpose? Romans 8:28, very clear, it says we are called according to his purpose. We need to know what God's purpose is in everything, including music. So what is evil? Well, the dictionary says it is the embodying or associated with the forces of the devil. To be embodied is to be an expression of something. To be associated is to be connected with. And referring to the forces here, it's talking about something that exerts power or influence. Now, obviously, very obviously, if you look into what is going on in the CCM music department, there is a tremendous influence here, and quite frankly, most of it, if not all of it, is satanic. Now, here's a question. Can Christians be evil? Yeah, John 17, verse number 15 says, Jesus prayed, he said, I pray not that thou should take them, his disciples, out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Galatians 1 and verse 4 says, referring to Christ, he gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world. Deliver us. Hebrews 3 and 12 says to the Christian, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. So, yes, we can be evil. So our goal here is to try to conclude whether or not CCM is good or evil. Now, Ephesians 5 and 10 says we are to be proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. So we ought to be able to do that. The Bible's not going to say prove what's acceptable unto the Lord if we can't do it. The very next verse says when you prove what is acceptable unto the Lord, Ephesians 5 and 10, verse 11 says, and have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. So you figure out what is acceptable, what is not acceptable. You do not fellowship with them, but rather it says we should reprove them. Now, in Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 2, there's a letter there that is written to the pastor at Ephesus. And I know we usually say these letters are written to the churches. They are not. Every one of them begins to the pastor. And he says to the pastor in Revelation 2 and verse number 2, Jesus said, I know how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. Now, the Bible says this pastor at Ephesus was commended because he tried them. What's that mean? Well, it means to try something is to investigate and make a decision. Now, he says, I know that thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles. Now, what are these apostles? There's anyone who's coming with a message from God. Well, that's what CCM claims to be doing. Oh, he says they are not apostles. Thou hast tried them. You found them are evil, and you have found them to be liars. That word liars is translated in Acts chapter 6 and verse number 13, false witnesses. Well, there's no greater false witnesses on the face of this earth right now who are influencing people for wrong than is the CCM group. So let's do a little bit of investigation. We mentioned this on a previous broadcast. Amy Grant said in July the 15th, 1991, in the People magazine, she said, Christians can be sexy. What I'm doing is a good thing. So we're going to investigate that. Let's talk about it. Is that good or is that evil? Do you want your young ladies being taught that they should be sexy and that's a good thing? I think if you have a brain in your head at all, you're going to have to say that's evil. Well, then she said also in Rolling Stone magazine on June the 6th, 1985, page 10, she said, I am trying to look sexy to sell a record. Well, is that good or is that evil? Now, if you have any sense at all, you're going to say that's evil. She said in the Greenville News in 1994, she said, I like a cold beer while watching a football game. Is that good or is that evil? Now, keep in mind, the Bible says we're supposed to be able to judge what is good or evil. Now, I think you're going to have to put that in the bracket of being evil. She said, I am, in Bob Millard, in his biography of Amy Grant on page 169, he quoted her as saying, I am isolated when I walk into a room and somebody says she's a Christian and nobody offers me a joint and all the coke or the cocaine disappears. Now, that's what she said. She's supposed to be the queen of Christian music. Is this good or is this evil? It's evil. That's what that is. All right. She also said petting happens. As a teenager, when I gave part of me to someone, I knew I was just going to flirt and have a little fun. That's in that same book by Bob Millard, on page number 30. Just going to have a little flirting time here. Going to do some petting as a teenager. Just having a little fun. Is that good or is that evil? Well, I think you're going to have to admit that that's evil. That is evil. Now, what about their worshiping? They call them, you know, worship leaders, and they're worshiping God with their music. Well, again, Ephesians 5 and 10 says to prove what is acceptable unto the Lord, and verse 11 says, have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. So is CCM acceptable with the Lord, or are they works of darkness? Well, where did this type of worship come from? Well, it came from Exodus chapter 32 and verse number 8. Moses was up on the mountain, you remember, receiving the Ten Commandments, and God said to Moses, you better get down there. They have turned aside quickly out of the way, which I have commanded them. Now, as they came down, there was a noise. There was a noise down there. And Joshua said in verse number 18, this is the noise, verse 10 rather, this is the noise of war. And Moses said, no, verse 18, this is the noise of them that sing, a noise singing, a noise that sounded like war. That sounds like any one of these CCM concerts that are happening to me. Anyway, it says here in verse number 5 back there that these people, what did they do? They're worshiping God. It says they built an altar to the Lord. Verse 6 says they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. And God said this in verse 7, these people have corrupted themselves. Verse 8, he said they have turned aside quickly with their worship. And in verse 10, God's wrath, the Bible says, was against them. And Moses said to them, ye have sinned a great sin, a great sin. And in verse number 19, we read Moses' anger waxed hot. This was not something he took lightly, and we should not be taking it lightly when we have this influence of CCM music on our young people today. In verse number 21 of Exodus 32, Moses said unto Aaron, what did this people unto thee that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? This was not some minor thing. He said in verse 30, ye have sinned a great sin. So, was what they were doing good or was it evil? Was it good or evil? You don't have to be too bright to figure that out. CCM music today is evil. It's evil. Well, if you take a little bit of time and do a little investigating concerning their doctrine, it doesn't take very long to figure out that they are promoting doctrine that is unscriptural. For instance, we'll give you an example of the Gaithers Vocal Band, and they have a song that they sing called Loving God and Loving Each Other. And the song says they pushed back from the table to listen to his words, his secret plans before he had to go. Now, this, of course, they're talking about the fact of the Last Supper, and Jesus pushes back from the table. He said, now, let me tell you my secret plans. Goes on to say, it's not complicated, don't need a lot of rules. This is all you need to know. It's loving God, loving each other, making music with my friends, loving God, loving each other, and the story never ends. Well, you don't need a Bible college degree to figure out that that's a bunch of lies that they're singing here. Don't need a lot of rules. Is that what Jesus said when they were finished with the Last Supper? What does the Bible say? Don't need a lot of rules? Well, if you get in the New Testament alone, not even considering the rules and regulations for the Old Testament period, you go through the New Testament period, you'll find out there's rules about fornication and profane babbling and false witnessing and contentment and Christian relationship, rules for husbands, rules for wives, rules for children, rules about hospitality. There's rules about prayer. There's rules about witnessing. There's rules about Bible standards. There's rules about being an example to Christians. There's rules about an unequal yoke and evil companions and covetousness and humility and love and truth and lust. There's rules about faith and holiness and patience. There's rules about money and wickedness and hypocrisy and evil speaking. There's rules about fellowship, and there's rules about honesty, and there's rules about envy and drunkenness and strife. There's rules about the world. There's rules about anger and rebellion and purity and submission and how we walk. The phrase take heed is in the New Testament 26 times. There's all kinds of rules. It says in 1 Timothy 3:15 that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God. there's rules. If you go back in the Psalm 119, in verse number 128, the psalmist said, "I esteem all thy precepts. I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things." Now, the word precepts means rules intended to regulate behavior. Now, Psalm 119 alone, verse 4, "Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently." Verse 15, "I will meditate in thy precepts." Verse 27, "Make me to understand thy precepts." Verse number 40, "Behold, I have longed after thy precepts." 45, "I seek thy precepts." Verse 56, "I kept thy precepts." Verse 63, "I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart." Verse 69. Verse number 78, "I will meditate in thy precepts." Verse number 87, "I forsook not thy precepts." Verse 93, "I will never forget thy precepts." Psalm 119:94, "I have sought thy precepts." Verse number 100, "I understand more because I keep thy precepts." Verse number 104, "Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way." And then verse 134, "So will I keep thy precepts." And 141, "I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts." 159, he said, "I love thy precepts." Psalm 119:168, "I have kept thy precepts." Psalm 119:173, "I have chosen thy precepts." Every one of these, and that's only in Psalm 119 alone, every one of these, the word means rules intended to regulate behavior. Daniel put it this way in Daniel 9:5, "We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts." And so we get the Gaithers group, and what are they saying? It's not complicated. Don't need a lot of rules. This is all you need to know. It's just loving God, loving each other, and making music with my friends. Is that good or evil? You don't have to be too bright to figure out that that's evil. Now, the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 4, verse 3, "The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts," or their own desires, "shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth." Teachers having itching ears. What's a teacher? Someone who presents a system of belief which leads to a behavior. Well, I'm afraid we're back in the days of Jeremiah 4:22, where God said, "My people is foolish. They have not known me. They are sottish children. They have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge." Well, if you do not have the very limited discernment to realize that this CCM stuff is evil, the verse you need to read is in 2 Corinthians verse 5, chapter 13, that says, "Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith."